This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we're at Chickie's in South Philly. A lot of teachers rolling up in here.
A lot of teachers. Teaching our youth.
Yeah, we found out it is a teacher appreciation night at Citizens Bank Park tonight.
Every night should be teacher appreciation.
My life is teacher appreciation night. Gloucester City School District will be there.
Ike's very
there
appreciative.
There they are. Yes. Look. A lot of teachers.
Rowdy over here.
Yeah, you getting started early, too. Hope everybody's got an Uber. We have a designated driver for the teachers tonight. So,
And my wife is a part of the group as well.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was.
It's okay.
Okay,
yes,
all right. Yep.
Yes. Yep. From Cold Springs Elementary.
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, as we've mentioned on the show, yesterday, big day for me. Moved back to the area. I had moved to North Jersey in 2021 when I took on the job at WFAN. Year ago, started this job, but we didn't move until yesterday. Now a South Jersey resident. Based on that, I do have a Mount Rushmore.
It's Spike's Mount Rushmore.
Here we go.
Wow.
So we have the Mount Rushmore of things that I need to get used to now that I once again live in the Delaware Valley. Don't just work here. Number four. Hoagie mouth everywhere I go. It's everywhere.
That's an endearing part.
I love it.
Welcome back.
I'm not saying I don't like these things. I'm just saying they're things I need to get used to. Grocery store, there it is. Gas station, there it is. Neighborhood, there it is. Yeah, oh, Spike. It's everywhere. It's been a long time. And well, even, by the way, the last time I was here,
uh-huh.
I left during COVID. So there weren't even a lot of people around in general anyway.
Exactly.
So it's been a half decade since I've been surrounded by it wherever I go.
Which do you prefer, the New York accent or the hoagie mouth accent?
You know, there's not – the New York accent isn't as specific as the hoagie accent is.
Sure.
Like, there's the movie version of the New York accent, mm-hmm. and then there's the real New York accent. I would say Evan Roberts has New York accent.
Okay.
I find hoagie more endearing because it's what I'm from.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's something that feels like home.
Yes.
Yeah, like him.
Yeah, feels like him.
And my favorite part about the hoagie mouth is that...
Hoagie mouth.
Right. When I started on the show, you know, I feel like Ike was a little oblivious to the hoagie mouth.
I was.
And then we've over the last couple of years, we've made him very aware of what we're talking about.
Yes. I can hear it too now.
Tour de Delco helped with it.
100%. I have noticed a decrease in our callers thanking Ike for his service to the Eagles.
Well, because you shame them.
Yeah,
would never shame.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I did. But it's also it's part of why I love this station.
Yes.
I love that idea.
Everything that we make fun of about this stuff is the reason why we like it.
Love it.
Yes. Number three, the things I have to get used to now that I live in the area, people ask me how my dad's doing.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Nobody in the neighborhood in North Jersey does it. It's like, hey, love your dad. How's he doing? It's like, Send him a tweet, man.
A lot of people know. Yeah, but he doesn't respond to tweets.
He doesn't
does,
anymore?
He does.
I guess he does now. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
But it wasn't something I would say I dealt with it at the radio station when I was working up there, but I didn't deal with it in regular life.
Yeah.
Now it's regular life. Yo, how's Dad doing? He's great. Jeez,
never had a bad day in his life.
You reluctantly say he's great.
Well, I do it with a smile. But I also say, this is what I warned, you know, when we got married, I told Val, you don't want my last name. And she said, why? I was like, do you really want to ask, like, do you want to answer that question every time when you get an oil change, when you pay for something at the store, whatever?
Are you an Eskin?
Yeah, your last name is Eskin.
Yes, are you related to?
Yeah, pretty much everybody knows the one Eskin in town.
Yes.
It's not a very popular last name.
No. Oh, you mean in terms of the number of them?
Like, I've never heard another Eskin.
There's a few. There's a few out there.
Yeah. But it is a popular last name here.
Well, of course. I mean, like,
that the name is popular.
That's going to be Fritz one day.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. Hope not.
All right. Number two on the Mount Rushmore of things that I need to get used to now that I live here again. I have no excuses to get out of doing stuff anymore, personally or professionally. Like before, I used to be able to say, I can't do that. I got to drive all the way back. There's no driving all the way back anymore.
Good. Yeah.
There's no excuse anymore.
Like that nonsense you pulled on draft night.
That wasn't nonsense. That was real. But I'm telling you, I don't have it anymore. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You can get to the dogs very quickly.
Yep.
They're going to be fine.
Half hour away.
It's a good excuse to pull.
Yes.
Like, I only have the kids' excuse for so long.
Yeah.
You know, why my performance has completely fallen off. You know, like, that's – we only have that for so long.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't even really have that now.
No, well,
yeah, we don't give you the kids.
I think we all talk about it.
Once we got through your whole maternity leave stuff.
Yeah, well, at least it didn't take 5 weeks.
That's true.
On to the next thing. The number one.
He's not listening.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't even listen when he's not on paternity leave. All right. The number one thing on the Mount Rushmore of things I need to get used to now that I'm back is talking Philly sports when I'm not on the air.
That's right.
Yeah, I had a golden opportunity for a year to talk about Philly sports for this 4 hours. And when I'm doing the podcast, but I go home, nobody asks me on my street. Nobody, ever. Nobody asks me at the store. But now that I'm back, Philly sports is something that I'm going to have to talk about every minute of my life.
And the Sixers, obviously.
And the Sixers, yep. Yeah.
Which we've avoided, mostly.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, man.
And I'm willing for a year. I'm willing to do it for a year.
Now, have you seen any of your new neighbors yet? I know the one guy was a listener and an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he lit a bag of dog poop and put it on your...
No. Yeah, I've met the two neighbors to the right and left of us.
Okay.
And right across the street.
There
so, but I've been very nice. Bill's been very nice.
There
Bill's a big
go.
Birds fan.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. But they've been
you
very
go over
nice
there
so
and watch games when the season rolls around?
Sure. I haven't watched games with anybody for years. Yeah, might as well.
Good.
Might as well. Yeah. They've got a good TV.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come over my house. I got that. They got that.
The 83-incher?
The 83-incher.
Yeah. Throw a little, are you going to throw a
barbecue?
Welcoming party or whatever they call it? Home, housewarming?
Nah, my dog's a dick. I can't.
What?
Rebel.
We can't have the housewarming party?
He barks at everyone, like loudly, like a psycho.
Yeah.
He was doing it to the movers yesterday. He does it to everyone.
He did it to when we went to your house.
Yes. Yeah. Now he calms down within about 10 minutes. He used to do it for 3-4 hours. Now he comes down in about 10 minutes. So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Looking forward to it.
There it is. Mount Rushmore of things that I got to get used to now that I live in the
area. Love it.
215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Dan?
Beautiful weather out there. I've been out there already for a walk. It's really nice. So
yeah,
I hope
it's
guys
beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. Here's what's on my mind. I'm thinking about baseball. I'm thinking about the Phillies. And one thing, you know, occasionally I bet on sports. And honestly, baseball is the hardest sport to bet on. There's so many variables that you just can't control.
Totally agree.
Bet, tell me about it.
Football's easier to bet on, to me.
Yep, I agree.
But anyway, last year, the Phillies, I thought they almost won too many close games. I know you can't win too many, but it seemed like statistically some of those games they should have lost, especially early in the season. And it made me think about what's the difference between last year and this year. And the biggest single thing, there's plenty of differences, I'm sure, the biggest single thing I can come up with is – relief pitching.
Yeah.
I think the soon as those relievers on the Phillies team get up, the other team starts to score runs. And if they don't have a big cushion, they lose those games. So I think it can come good. And so I made a list of positive things that I want to focus on. And here are some of those things. One,
Hang on 1 second, Dan. I'll let you give your list. But I would say that at the beginning of last year, Trey started off red hot. Alec Bohm started off red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Harper was certainly hitting better than he was hitting this year. So while I agree with you, the bullpen is the biggest difference. I do think the lineup was way more productive last year at this point than the lineup has been this year.
Yeah, we can both agree on that. I agree
okay.
with that.
Okay, go ahead. What are your pop?
Yep. But, yeah. So I think Taijuan Walker is better. Not great, but better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rojas is hitting. It's, you know, he was so bad. And he's getting hits out there. Turner's starting to come good.
Kepler.
What's that?
Kepler's heating up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. That's good. Yeah, that's another good one. I think the topper experimenting with the lineup takes time, but I think it's going to yield some results. And I think that's a good thing on his part to do that and continue to do that. Nola is adjusting. His last outing was great, and I mm-hmm. think he can keep that up. He's a competitor, and he'll want to do that. Castellanos is, you know, he's great in the field. One of the characteristics that he has, when the ball gets hit into the air,
He catches
it. You have to think a lot about where it's going to go. He can get there. He doesn't have the best wheels in the world, but he anticipates very, very well. Schwarber, of course, is Schwarber. He's a guy.
We're just listing players.
And Harper, look, you can't help but being disappointed with him, but I also believe he's a competitor. I think he has the heart of a competitor, and I think he's going to come good. So I think, what can be controlled, hopefully, is maybe in some trades, pick up some lights-out relievers, and then I think the rest can come good. I don't see this team as better than the Dodgers or better even than the Mets, but if they can get into the playoffs, and I believe they will, they could get through and into the World Series.
The NLCS.
There it is.
We got there.
Thank you for that.
Never a doubt. The long and winding road.
Yeah.
I think the biggest difference between this year and last year is that last year they had a clear message and a clear goal, and I think they're a little confused right now.
Win the division.
Yeah.
Win the division.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Vision. Don't start
confused
off
confused about what?
Yeah. Because, all right, let me take you in the mindset of an athlete.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Here's my thought on that.
Yeah.
Is that last year was so win the division, get off to a hot start, we're not going to do what we did the last couple of years. And this year, after they tried that and it didn't work, I think they're conflicted as to how they should be approaching it right now. Do they want to get to freak out because they're not? I think they're a little conflicted as to what they want right now. You know, and like,
well, they should be wanting to win games.
Well, of course, but I don't know.
They should want to win the division again.
Of course.
That's what they should say.
Just do it.
We want to win the division again. The Dodgers won the division last year, and they won the World Series. It is possible to do both.
Dude, you know what happened to this team? That entire chase rate nonsense has gotten into everybody's heads. And y'all know that's what this is. We got a power outage on this team because we all want to just put the ball in play play small ball.
Stop striking out.
Stop striking out. Stop swinging for home runs. And that's what's in their head now. Now we got a damn, I don't know what this team is now. We're not a power hitting team.
A neutered team? Do they need blue chews?
Yes, I guess they do.
I was just waiting to see.
I don't know if it helps with that, honestly. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Ooh. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, yo, listen, man, let me say this real quick, man. You know, this team, you know, I'm going to tell you this, why this team stinks, okay? It ain't got nothing to do no lefty-righty, no bat platoons, and all other crap that y'all want to spill out these OPSs and all that. Wow. It got everything to do with what the Mets done to this team. They took their soul. They took their life. And ever since then, last year, they've been lifeless when they left Citi Field.
Yeah.
They ain't got no life in them. And every time they play the Mets, they just bend over and take it. That's what they do.
Because probably dump
Mets
that.
Own them. You know what I mean? The Mets own them. Okay? And until this team is broken up and changed completely, they ain't going to win a damn thing. And this guy that just was on, the idiot you just had on, said that he's going to go to the World Series. I don't know what games he's been watching. The Phillies ain't got a chance in hell going to the World Series. The Sixers got a better chance going to the finals than the Phillies got a chance going to the World Series. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Okay? At least they got a draft pick. You know, the Phillies don't even know where they're going right now. Okay? The Mets have really destroyed this team. And I tell you, the Mets is in this division. And it ain't going to get no better. Because they got to see them multiple times this year. And every time they play them, it's a psychological thing. Okay? I'm tired of hearing and making the ball excuse. Oh, Bryce Harper's back is good. Oh, Trey Turner, get the old Trey Turner back and he can start slugging again. Oh, Schwarber, ooh, yeah, slap it to a Slim Jim. Can't even give the damn is over. The team stinks. And ain't got no heart. And they need more diversity on the team. They need more black players, more Spanish players, and they need more Japanese players, man. And I've said it. And I don't care who don't like it. You know what I mean? When we won the World Series, we had J-Rose. We had Ryan Howard. We had Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian. We had players that was of different ethnic background. And that's what we need on this team. This team's full of a bunch of punks, cowards. When the Mets look over across at the bullpen, they look over across their team, they see Alec Bohm, they laugh. They see Papa Bear, Will Schwarber, they laugh. You know, ain't no intimidation on this team. Come on, man. You got to at least let somebody know they was in the fight. They don't even let the Mets know they was in the fight. The Mets just laugh at them every time. And that's just the bottom line of it. So we can make all the excuses all they want. It's over. And that's it. Until they break this team up.
All right.
Sick of them. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the Phillies, man.
I feel you.
They had an opportunity to be a great team, a great organization. And Dave Dombrowski has never made any changes since he's been here. You got to at least let a person know they've been in the fight, even when you lose one. And they ain't do that with the Mets. Every time the Mets play, they just beat them down. Badly, too. Badly. And that's what the Phillies problem is, the Mets. Mm. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
Whew. Man, got it out of breath, too.
Yeah.
Fired up.
He sort of sounded like he was about to cry at the end. A little bit.
I think there's passion.
A lot of passion.
Emotion.
Passionate, intense, proud.
I've lost my way with Chuck. I don't know how to argue with Chuck. I don't know how to talk to Chuck anymore.
You just let him cook.
Yeah, you
like
let
that.
Him cook. Man.
I thought that was a let him cook.
That was the perfect way to let him go.
And we did. We let him go. Yep.
There's some truth to what he said.
I agree with the Mets thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
They might not win until they break this core up.
Well, and ultimately, we're talking about fans that are frustrated.
Sure.
Yep.
Frustrated fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Frustrated fan.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We're the vessel.
Yep. We're the town hall, as it were. The community square.
And guess what?
The town square.
Guess what?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be on your little block there, pal.
Yeah,
everyone's
going
to be turning to you for some sage advice.
Coming to you for answers. Yeah.
Oh, man, the Jalen stuff. I'm going to have to deal with that in my neighborhood, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of – love the show. But, man.
You're too hard on
him. You don't sound like you like Jalen. Sound too hard on him.
True story. I had a Jalen-related Wi-Fi password, and I changed it just in case I need to give it to anybody who's in my house. Yeah. I did change it. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast. Joe in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
Joe. Feels like a win today, Joe. We got Cal in center field.
Well, you know, I thought I heard you say something about my name in there, but here's what it is. That's just a thank you. for not playing him since he's arrived up here. You know, I'll give credit to Rojas. You know, the last four series, Marlins, Mets, Cubs, and against the Mets, he went 13 for 39. That's the best he's never, you know, a stretch he's had. But you have a team that's supposedly a championship team, and you have a center fielder that does little league things out there. Okay, you know, he can't bunt. You heard with what the ESPN announcer Eduardo Perez said. He saw that he doesn't have the right technique for bunting. And then I was at the game Tuesday night. My daughters gave me an early Father's Day gift, the ticket, and then my other daughter bought me a pinstriped Cal Stevenson jersey. And I said to the attendants, I said, you know, if you see Dusty Waltham, I said, tell him if Rojas gets on base, he can take a smoke break in the dugout because he's not going to listen to your stop sign at third base anyway. So you don't need him. So that's why he's not a smart baseball player.
He makes Odubel look like a genius.
Well, yeah. And what's going to happen, Jack, to Stevenson, you're going to see Brandon Marsh. He'll be activated tomorrow. Marsh, if you watch the Iron Pigs, I've been watching them. Mm-hmm. And he had a home run and an RBI single yesterday, three RBIs. So down there, he only got 16 at-bats, all right? He went 4 for 16, that's 250. And the 12 outs he made, he struck out 7 times.
Oh, you know what I mean? That's not good.
That's not good at all.
No. Well, see, they rough guys up. It's just like Weston Wilson. He didn't have a good rehab down there. Let them get hot down there and then bring them up when they're ready and then you insert them wherever. And,
Joe, what are we doing with Otto Kemp? What are we doing with Otto Kemp?
Otto Kemp, although Jack, couple of the games, he has 8 home runs or so.
9.
In one of the games, the wind was blowing out. He hit 2, and Oscar Mercado hit 2. But, Jack, you're not talking about this guy, and I looked at his stats. He just came into the minor leagues in 22. Cade Fergus.
I know.
All right. Okay.
Cade Fergus is hot right now with the Iron Pigs.
Joe, let Joe cook.
Cade Fergus, he's striking out a lot, unfortunately, Joe, but he is smoking the baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Five games.
We got to bring it home. We got to bring it home, Joe. Joe.
Okay, he's got
Cade
four
Fergus
home
is
runs.
On fire.
All right.
Right? And, yeah. And about Stubbs. Go ahead.
No, no.
About Stubbs.
Yep. Last thing.
I said last year. He calls a better game than Marchand.
And look what he's doing with Mick Abel down there, Joe. Look what he's doing with Mick Abel.
There you go. And don't forget, watch this guy, Nabil Chrismat.
Nabil Chrismat, that's our other boy.
All right. Right.
And Joe Kunal, baby.
All right.
Joe
All right. Kunal. This is like a podcast. Thank you for the call, Joe.
The Iron Pigs are sweeping the nation, baby.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
They're going to bring Stubbs up.
I can feel it. Can't you feel it?
100% they're bringing Stubbs
up. So the problem with that is that they would have to place Marshawn on waivers, and I think they're worried about losing him.
Why?
Because he's had a tough start of the year.
Yeah.
I think he's a solid young catcher.
Well, he's got to play more.
Youngish catching prospect.
He should be playing more.
Well, that's why. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's my here's what. If they plan on moving on from JT, then I keep him up here.
I agree.
Yes. And I think they do.
Yeah. And that's, because he's the next catcher.
Yeah.
And they sign someone else, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do a full season of Marshawn and Stubbs. I love Stubbs.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah. You can't do a full season of those two.
But sign some stopgap. Although, if you want to talk more minor league prospects.
No.
Eduardo Tait, baby.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show where chickens and beats. Coming up next. Believe it or not, you know who has the belt right now? Is Jolly.
2 weeks.
Still has the belt.
2 weeks.
We didn't.
2 weeks.
Well, we last
didn't
year.
Have it last week.
We didn't have it last week.
And he did nothing to keep it.
Well, we'll find out.
Besides talk about a saying that no one says, which is size only matters in prison.
Yes, that he did say that. We'll find out if Jolly holds on to the belt next. We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.